Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We are live inside Sanford Gymnasium for Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. A little bit of a different setup here for you once again this afternoon as the Warriors get the ball first, win the opening tip. The ball knocked out of bounds, and Sydney Dunlap on the assuming possession. Can't connect on the right wing three. We will set everything up here as we go. It is the varsity girls that start, then the JV boys, then the varsity boys. So again, a little bit of a different setup, but Lee Scott Academy and the Lafette Bulldogs inside Sanford Gymnasium here this afternoon. The Warriors in their home whites, the Bulldogs in their road blacks, the gold stripes on the shoulder pads and down the side as well. They throw it down low to Lucy Zellner, and the Warriors get their first points of the afternoon. Again, on the first timeout, we will set everything up for you here this afternoon inside the Sanford Gymnasium. Sydney Dunlap gets a steal, and Clark Ivett will set things up in the half court. The Warriors are going left to right on your radio dial. The Bulldogs will be going from right to left. Corner three from the far corner, and it's Haynes Kesey that finds the bottom of the net. Her first field goal, and the Warriors out in front. They lead it by five. Now quick in transition go the Bulldogs, and the right-handed layup is blocked by Zellner, but they're going to say a little contact on the arm. She will head to the free throw line. Again, a little bit of a hot start here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, but we appreciate everybody for joining here, or being here and joining us. The second day of a back-to-back, it was the Warriors that swept the Brookstone Cougars last night. The JV boys, the varsity girls, and the varsity boys all got big-time wins over the Cougars from Columbus, Georgia. And now another very early test here for the Warriors. Lee Scott Academy comes into play at 6-6. The Bulldogs at 1-7. The first free throw is no good. The second one is able to go down for Kanaya Williams. The Bulldogs will set up their press in the full court. They're able to break it with Haynes Kesey. Are the Warriors now to Dunlap, now back to Clark Ivett, and Herndon has it on the volleyball line. Back to the far corner, Haynes Kesey again. That time it's short, and the strong rebound with the Bulldogs. They will clear. A minute and a half gone by here in the first frame. Bulldogs having trouble bring the ball across half court. Close to a 10-second violation. No whistle. They'll try and set up in the half court. Instead, Sydney Dunlap gets her hands in the passing lane. She's able to take it coast to coast, and she lays it in. Warriors now lead 7-1. A right wing three by the Bulldogs. Well too strong. Weak side offensive rebound. They throw it down low, and Clark Ivett gets a steal. And then she's fouled underneath the Bulldog basket. That's the second team foul for the Bulldogs. Actually, the first team foul. The first one was on Lucy Zellner. The Warriors did get a ball knocked out of bounds. Maggie Herndon dribbles the ball across half court, throws it to Dunlap, who thought about the three, now races her way inside, and the 8-foot jumper is good. Sydney Dunlap now with four. She's the leading scorer in the contest. Sydney Dunlap had 12 the last time this team took the floor, again just yesterday afternoon. A steal, and now the Bulldogs quick in transition have a wide open layup. It's no good. Almost knocked out of bounds. Tried to be safe. Ivett gets a steal. She races her way along the inside of the paint, and she's able to lay it in with the right hand. The Warriors lead by double digits. They lead it 11-1. 2.5 minutes into this contest. The timeout by Lafette. We'll stay right here and set everything up for you here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for spending your Saturday afternoon here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. Sanford Gymnasium beginning to fill up a little bit here this afternoon. Some early tips. Again, a late night and then an early afternoon start. It was the Lee Scott girls, the varsity girls, yesterday evening that defeated the Brookstone Cougars 58-37, and that was behind Clark Ivett's 24 points. Sydney Dunlap had 12. Maggie Herndon had 12 as well, and all 24 of those points came from behind the three-point line. This is a Lee Scott Warrior team that shoots the three now at right around 25%. Coming into last night, it was 21%, but they made 12 three-pointers here inside Sanford Gymnasium last night to cruise to a 21-point win over the Cougars from Columbus. The number 12 really stood out here in Sanford Gymnasium all last night because, again, the varsity girls knocking down 12 triples, and for the varsity boys, it was 12 Warriors that found their name in the score column. And again, a little bit of a different setup. Usually the JV boys get the start first, then you go varsity girls, then you go varsity boys. But LaFette had somewhere they had to be later on this afternoon, so the varsity girls get the start. Then we will go JV boys, so we will hop off air for just a few moments, and then we will come back to give you the varsity boys action. 11-1, Lee Scott Academy with the lead. Now 11-3 as the inbound goes straight to number 20, Paris Holloway. And she's able to lay it in with the right hand. Maggie Herndon thought about the left wing three. Haynes Kesey will take another three from that same corner. Can't get it to go. A fight for the basketball inside the volleyball line and the free throw line. It'll be a jump ball, and that will go in favor of the Bulldogs. 4.5 to play here in the first stanza here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The LaFette Bulldogs and the Lee Scott Warriors doing battle. The Warrior lead currently is 8, and something we saw yesterday served the Warriors so well is their ability to set up the trap, set up the full court press, and force turnovers. They get another one here, and they'll have their basketball with Maggie Herndon under their own basket. She inbounds it to Sydney Dunlap, but too far in and out of the hands. Will go into the front row, and so the teams trade turnovers. And that inbounds gets stolen. And now the Warriors have numbers. Ivett to Kesey. Now to Sydney Dunlap in the near corner. She buries it. Sydney Dunlap with 7 points here in this opening period. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball right by the Bulldog bench. Dunlap coming off again, a 12-point performance last night, already has 7 here early. Clark Ivett at the top of the key, a little spin move right at the free throw line and gets the little runner to go. Clark Ivett now has 4 in the contest. Haynes Kesey guards the basketball. Sydney Dunlap gets a steal, and she's hacked above the numbers. So the Warriors force another turnover, and they will have the basketball under their own basket, a mass sub. Everybody except Clark Ivett will replace her. It'll be Sutton Lewis, Wesley Kate Crocker, Stella Henderson, and Rayleigh Langford. Lewis, the inbounder, gets it to Henderson. Now out to Ivett at the top of the key. Crossover dribble, works her way left, spins her way back to the right. The layup is blocked. Sutton Lewis able to gather the offensive rebound. Rayleigh Langford, nobody picks her up. Her left wing triple is off the left side of the rim. No good. The Bulldogs able to clear it. 16-3 is your score with 3:36 to play in the opening frame. Bulldogs trying to work their way down low, try to feed the guard down low on the left block. Instead, it goes off her hand out of bounds. Clark Ivett will race her way up the floor. Sutton Lewis now out to Rayleigh Langford. Pump fake, thought about the three instead. Kicks it down low to Ivett, and all in one motion, she's able to get it to go. Lays it up with the left hand. The Warrior lead is 15. Warriors continuing to press. The last couple of times, the Bulldogs haven't had too much pressure trying to break it. The right wing three is too strong. Rayleigh Langford with the rebound. She tries to take it coast to coast. The right-handed layup is no good, but she's hacked on the way up, or will they call it on the floor? They are going to say that it is in the act of shooting, so Rayleigh Langford will make her way to the free throw line. Scoring continuing from last night. The hot shooting, again, forcing live ball turnovers. As the first free throw from Rayleigh Langford is good. Second hits the back iron, then the front of the rim, no good. The Bulldogs with the rebound, guarded by Langford and Lewis. They're able to break the press. And running her way left, layup is no good, but a blocking foul, not in legal guarding position, was one of the Warriors. And number 20, Paris Holloway, with the bright pink shoes, will stand at the free throw line. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. We're 5 minutes in, but the starting lineups were Clark Ivett, Haynes Kesey, Sydney Dunlap, Lucy Zellner, and Maggie Herndon. The second free throw, no good. Make it 18-4. Ivett tries to race her way through the middle of the floor. Gets it knocked away. Back to Langford. Now to Dunlap. Or to Henderson, rather. Wesley Kate Crocker in the far corner. Can't get it to go. Rayleigh Langford right there in the paint to try and clean it up. Her layup won't go. Ivett, the third chance opportunity. She's able to gather the basketball and will slow things down outside the perimeter. Henderson now down low to Lewis. Now back to Rayleigh Langford. A crossover dribble on the right wing. Now inside the paint and a blow by wide open right-handed layup. Rayleigh Langford now with three in the contest. And the Warrior lead is 16 here in this first period. Right back in transition, number 12, Kennedy Williams. Now at the top of the key is Holloway. And the floater is no good. Finds nothing but the air, and it steps on the, or falls rather, on the baseline. It's Warrior basketball. 2 minutes to go here in the opening period. The Warrior lead is 17. Stella Henderson tries her luck from deep, and she gets it to go here in the near corner. The Warriors continuing their hot shooting from deep. Stella Henderson gets on the board for the first time here this afternoon. The Warrior lead is 20 with 90 seconds to play. The layup is no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. It'll stay Bulldog basketball under their own basket. Another big sub for Coach Corey Harrison. It's now Peyton Lakeman, Brooklyn Forbes, Charlie Huddleston, Wesley Kate Crocker, and the last number there, Breely Henderson. The left-handed layup from Holloway is good to trim into the Warrior lead, 24-6, under 90 seconds to play. Crocker, a crossover dribble at the top of the key. Left wing three is short, and the rebound with the Bulldogs, and they have a wide-open Bulldog underneath the basket. The right-handed layup can't get it to go. And Breely Henderson, the rebound. They'll force a tie-up. And a jump ball will give it to Lee Scott Academy. Crocker brings the ball up the floor with a minute to play here in the opening period. Brooklyn Forbes runs baseline. She gets cut off, and the ball knocked away. The Bulldogs have numbers. Left-handed layup. Could have been a travel. No whistle is good. For Boston. Seconds to play. Almost another turnover into the hands of Brooklyn Forbes, and she gets it knocked away. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball side out. Crocker gets the inbound, races her way towards the middle of the floor. Can't get the Eurostep floater to go, and the Bulldogs able to clear. 25 seconds to play. Another Eurostep by the Bulldogs. This time can't get it to go. The offensive rebound kicks it out to the right wing. The three-pointer is good by Sky Boston. Trims the lead to 13 with 10 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Charlie Huddleston, the free throw line jumper in transition is no good. Rebound with the Bulldogs. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And the layup, I believe, was past the clock. Didn't go in. Wouldn't have mattered regardless. And so the Lee Scott Warriors here at home lead it 24-11 after 8 minutes. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It was all Warriors in the first 6 minutes or so. The Bulldogs went on a little bit of a run to close out the first stanza, but it's still the Warriors out in front here at home, 24-11 as we get you underway in the second quarter. Clark Ivitz and the entire starting lineup back in, rather, for Coach Corey Harrison. The free throw line jumper is no good. Holloway able to clear the offensive rebounds. And backs it back out. She's now going to take the right corner three, and it's well too strong. The weak side rebound is gathered by the Warriors. A running floater in between the volleyball line and the free throw line is good to trim the lead to 11. Sydney Dunlap in transition. Back to Clark Ivett. Now Herndon. Now back to Kesey as the Bulldogs in there. 2-3 zone. Skip pass. Sydney Dunlap wide open on the wing. Couldn't knock it down. Feel like that's the one time so far in the past couple of games that you haven't seen a celebration after Sydney Dunlap has an open three. The Bulldogs turn it over on their transition break, and Clark Ivins races her way into the teeth of the 2-3 zone. It gets knocked away, and I believe they're going to call a jump ball. They will. It'll give it to the Lafette Bulldogs. Instead, they're actually going to say that it's Warrior basketball, and Ivett gets the inbound. Her right-handed layup is blocked, and now 3-on-0 for the Bulldogs. Ivett able to work her way back and get a steal, or get a poke, rather. It's knocked out of bounds, and it goes off the foot of a Bulldog. Wow, I mean, that was as wide open as a chance as you're going to see here this afternoon. 24-13, Ivett. Now Herndon, and she gets it stolen. A two-on-one break for the Bulldogs, guarded by Clark Ivett. A bounce pass. The layup on the left side is good. And the foul. The pressure of the 2-3 zone for the Bulldogs causing a little bit of trouble for Lee Scott here in the first minute and a half of the second quarter. The free throw is good to trim the lead just like that, down to 8. Ivett brings the ball up the floor, and she turns it over. Right-handed layup from the Bulldogs is good. The Bulldogs have dominated the last 4 minutes of the contest. The Warriors gonna have to find a way to get a stop. They throw it down low to Lucy Zellner, now to a cutting Sydney Dunlap. Maggie Herndon, her triple is no good. Ivett skies for the offensive rebound and a fight for the basketball. It's a jump ball, and this time it will go to the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs able to break the press rather easily, get to the free throw line. Now the right elbow. The runner is no good. Herndon with the weak side rebound. 24-18. 5.5 to play here in the second quarter. Ivett now to Dunlap, who thought about the three on the right wing. Didn't take it. We'll pass it out to Kesey. Now to Herndon. Now back to Dunlap, and this time she knocks it down. Sydney Dunlap, the leading scorer here this afternoon, had 7 in the first, now in double figures. And the Warrior lead is back to 9. Haynes Kesey almost gets a steal on the far sideline. But now back to the top of the floor. And running her way left. The left-handed layup blocked out of the hands by Clark Ivett. It'll stay Bulldog basketball. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Nice contest by Lucy Zellner on the Bulldogs. She got to the right block but couldn't get it to go. Haynes Kesey, Dunlap once again, this time in the far corner. It's short and the long rebound all the way out past the three-point line. A one-on-one break with Maggie Herndon, and she draws a little too much contact on the Bulldogs. And so number five, Tibbs, heads to the stripe to shoot a couple. First free throw is short. The second free throw doesn't go down either, and the smallest girl on the floor, Sydney Dunlap, able to sky for the rebound. She hands it off to Clark Ivan, who throws it down low to Lucy Zellner, but it's knocked out of bounds before so. And Lou Scott will inbound the ball, standing under their basket on the Owen Warriors. Sutton Lewis has checked back in to the contest. Scott Clark Ivan thought about the three, pump fake, dribble, pull up, no good. Haynes Kesey there, she dumps it off to Clark Ivan. We'll say it was a pass. And Ivett able to lay it in with the left hand. The Warrior lead back to 11. And now Ivett almost gets the steal. It goes into the hands now of Lucy Zellner. Haynes Kesey will run up the floor. Hands it off to Clark Ivett at the top of the key. The Bulldogs staying in their 2-3 zone. Dunlap now pass to Haynes Kesey in the far corner, and she loses it. Another turnover for the girls here in white. 3:51 to play in the second quarter. The Warrior lead is 11, 29-18. The inbounds pass gets stolen by Sydney Dunlap, then tried to find a cutting Sutton Lewis. She wasn't ready for the basketball. And back-to-back turnovers by the two teams. Left wing three by the Bulldogs. No good. Apologies. I have two lineups or two rosters, and neither one of them is accurate. So trying to get the correct one for the Bulldogs. Clark Ivan tries the dribble handoff with Sutton Lewis. She falls to the ground, and the ball goes into the Bulldog bench. Another turnover for Lee Scott. A couple Bulldogs will sub in. It was Lee Scott Academy that dominated the first 6 minutes of this contest. As Clark Ivett gets a steal on the inbound, it's poked away, but a foul. We've had a lot of inbounds underneath the respective baskets for these two squads. Not too many fouls on either end of the floor, or in the middle of the floor, rather, but a lot on each end. 3:19 to play in the second quarter. Clark Ivett, as the ball swings around the perimeter, her far corner three is no good. The Warriors have been able to knock down some triples, but that one spot, that far corner so far on the right side of the basket, has not been a friend for the Warriors here tonight. Which you feel like doesn't make sense with the way the Warriors have been shooting it over the past couple of games. Clark Ivett gets the inbounds on the right wing, races her way to the middle of the floor. Right-handed layup is blocked, but a foul. Clark Ivett heads to the line to shoot a pair. Clark had six in the first. She has two here in the second, averaging 25 a contest. But so far haven't been able to get a couple of the jumpers to go. And the first free throw rattles in and out. Second free throw, Ivett is able to knock it down. So the Warrior lead back to a dozen. Baseball pass is intercepted by Lucy Zellner just past half court. She'll hand it to the guard, Sydney Dunlap, who gets it to Clark Ivett. A crossover dribble gets to the left elbow. Dribble handoff to Rayleigh Langford. The 20-foot jumper is short. And a fight for the rebound. It's knocked away. A fight for it past the free throw line. And the Bulldogs able to recover. 2:40 to play here in the second quarter. The Bulldogs work their way to the short corner. Get cut off. Able to get it to the free throw line. Right-handed layup blocked from behind by Lucy Zellner. Second chance opportunity. And they're going to get Haynes Kesey on the shooting foul. That's Kesey's first. The first free throw is good. 2.5 to play in the second quarter as we await the second Bulldog free throw. That one is too strong, but goes off the hands of Clark Ivett. I believe they will say that it goes off the hand of the sophomore guard. So the basketball will stay on this side of the floor. Bulldogs going right to left as we look at it. Warriors going left to right. Rayleigh Langford gets a steal. Left-handed layup, Haynes Kesey. She's hacked on the way up. And she will head to the line to shoot a couple. Foul had a lot of contact, no true intention of anything. But Kesey able to get up with a smile, and she heads to the line. And she knocks down the first. Haynes Kesey had a triple in the first quarter, up to 4 now here in the contest. And she goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Neither free throw thought about hitting the rim. And the Warrior lead is a Baker's dozen. Sydney Dunlap almost steals the inbound. But instead now the Bulldogs have numbers. The floater no good off the glass. Blocked by Lucy Zellner and a jump ball. We'll give it back to Lee Scott. A nice call by the official down low. As the Bulldog went up at the basketball, stayed about chest high. As Zellner was able to get her right hand on it. 2 minutes to play in the second quarter. Bulldogs keeping with that high-pressure 2-3 zone. The two guards all the way out past the three-point line. But Clark Ivan able to get her way into the soft part of the zone and a couple dribbles. Able to lay it in with the left hand through contact. No whistle. And the Warrior lead back to 15. The same type of shot in response. Gets to the free throw line. Does the Bulldogs no good. Ivins saves the basketball before it goes out of bounds. Sydney Dunlap works her way on the near sideline. Nobody picks up Clark Ivins. Her triple from straight away is short. And now the Bulldogs, who love to run, they're out in transition and a travel. As it was Holloway that lost the basketball on her way up and tried to pick it up. And drug that back pivot foot. Stella Henderson will check in for Lee Scott Academy. That's Lucy Zellner. No, apologies. Sydney Dunlap. That'll take a breather for what I would presume to be the final 90 seconds of this second quarter. Rayleigh Langford down to Haynes Kesey, trying to find Clark Ivan in the short corner. Kesey got away with a carry, and the ball is kicked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. It'll be Warrior basketball here on the near side, side out. 60 seconds to play in the second quarter. Rayleigh Langford has it on the far wing. Gets the on-ball screen from Ivett. Now to Henderson, and she couldn't handle the pass. A turnover out of bounds gives the ball back to the Bulldogs. A jumping inbounds pass, able to find one of her teammates at the volleyball line who didn't want to dribble the ball up the floor. A double dribble, no whistle. Wild right-handed layup, no good. Zellner gets the offensive rebound, or the defensive rebound rather, then gets it stripped from behind. Left wing three by Sky Boston. She's loved that left wing here on the far side so far this afternoon, and Henderson can't handle the pass again, and she loses it. It's Bulldog basketball with 30 seconds to play. The Warrior lead, rather, is 12. A 30-second timeout. We will stay right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 34-12 as we approach the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. And in 32 seconds of game time, we'll dive into the first half, dive into the first half stats as well, and tell you what you need to know about the second half and the rest of the afternoon in there as well. A great slate of college basketball. Already have a couple games underway, a couple top 25 matchups underway. You had Penn State at home try and take care of the ninth-ranked Spartans of Michigan State, but couldn't do so. It was Michigan State that win it 76-72 as Ivan gets the steal, kicks it out to Haynes Kesey on the left wing. The three is airballed. Rayleigh Linkford able to save it. And a travel by Boston after she gathered the rebound, or gathered what I guess officially is the rebounds, and a flat tire at center court. 34-22. Lee Scott with the basketball. And the lead under 20 seconds to play before the halftime break. Able to get it to Ivitz. Now out to the top of the key. Now Henderson, her three, can't rattle in. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Bulldogs race their way up the floor. To the middle of the floor. Left-handed layup blocked by Clark Ivitz. Henderson gathers the rebound with 3 seconds. And the Warriors happy to let the clock hit zeros. Not the prettiest first half you're going to see inside Sanford Gymnasium, but all things considered, the Warriors will happily take a 12-point lead into the halftime break. When we come back, we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about the first half, get you all the first half stats that you need to know. We'll tell you all about this afternoon. As a little bit of a different scheduling format, we'll let you know all about it as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the other side of this 2-minute break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck Inks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Homegrown and member owned.
We love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
On the back of a back-to-back, the Lee Scott Warriors out in front of the Lafette Bulldogs. They lead it 34-22 at the halftime. Brady, can we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report? The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The Warriors absolutely dominated the first 6 minutes of this contest. And we're out in front by 20, if not more. And then a little bit of a run by the Bulldogs to end the first and to start the second. And you feel like the teams traded buckets from there on out. The Warriors lead it 34-22. Not necessarily a pretty half by Lee Scott Academy. Double-digit turnovers already in this first half. They've already forced double-digit turnovers as well. So that number, not as crucial, not as effective as it would be if it was a one-sided turnover battle. But the Warriors, again, in day two of their back-to-back, coming off a 58-37 win last night inside Sanford Gymnasium over the Brookstone Cougars from Columbus, Georgia. Now playing a team that plays a very different style of basketball. Still that 2-3 zone that the Warriors were able to take advantage of, knocking down 12 triples last night. This 2-3 zone a little bit more active, especially at the top, especially around the perimeter. It's a 2-3 zone, but they forced Lee Scott to start their offense right around the extended volleyball line. And that forced a lot of live ball turnovers that really allowed the Bulldogs to work their way back into this contest. And again, the final 4 or 5 minutes of the second quarter, both teams went back and forth. And so again, if you're looking at the score, you feel like there's no worries whatsoever. The most important thing for Lee Scott Academy coming out here of the second half is finding a way to work their way inside the teeth of this zone. When Clark Ivett is able to get right into the paint, right in front of that free throw line, that's where the Warriors have had their most success so far, even last night and here this afternoon as well. We'll tell you all about that here in just a few moments as we continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports. Halftime stats this afternoon are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. For the Lee Scott Warriors, Clark Ivett leads the way. She has 11. Sydney Dunlap has 10 after a 7-point first quarter. Haynes Kesey with 5. Rayleigh Langford and Stella Henderson have both knocked down a triple. They have 3. And Lucy Zellner in there with 2 points as well. Going back to last night again, you're seeing the second and third and fourth leading scorers for this Warrior squad really take a step up. And especially over these past couple of games, the past couple of weeks really, it was that holiday tournament in Montgomery, the Thanksgiving tournament, that you feel like really awoken this team, realizing that you can't rely on Clark Ivett to do a majority or at least all of the scoring. Again, the Ivett, the sophomore card, averages right around 25 a game. But you need to have a second, a third scorer, if not a fourth scorer. And so far, you're seeing that here come to fruition inside Sanford Gymnasium. Last night it was Sydney Dunlap with 12. Maggie Herndon had 12. Haynes Kesey had 7. And so far tonight, again, Clark Ivett leads the way with 11. But Sydney Dunlap right behind her with 10. Haynes Kesey with 3. Rayleigh Langford with 3. Stella Henderson with 3. And Lucy Zellner with 2. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we come back, we'll tell you what the Warriors need to do to come out with another big-time victory and move to 7-6 here in the 2025-2026 season. All of that coming up as we continue on in the halftime reports right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with 2 local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Gouge Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
A quicker halftime, took a couple minutes off of us, took a segment away, but we'll get it going here in the third quarter. Start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Lee Scott Warriors lead it 34-22 here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium over the Lafette Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs get the ball to start the third quarter. Ball was knocked out of bounds, and now the inbound pass gets stolen by Maggie Herndon. Clark Ivett has it on the baseline, skip to Haynes Kesey, bounce pass to Herndon at the top of the key. The one more extra pass to Sydney Dunlap, who's wide open, can't rattle it home. Lucy Zellner, rather, gathers the offensive rebound, and she's hacked on the off arm as she goes up. She will head to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lucy Zellner got the scoring started for Lee Scott Academy here this afternoon with a right-handed layup, looking to start it here in the third quarter as well. The first free throw is short. Same starting five for Lee Scott Academy. Zellner at the line. It's Dunlap and Herndon inside the lines. Kesey and Ivett back at half court. The second free throw is no good. Quick in transition are the Bulldogs. Gets the layup blocked by Ivett. She gathers the rebound and throws it ahead to Haynes Kesey. Now back to Dunlap. Now to Ivett. One more Maggie Herndon right here in front of us. And that three off the front of the rim. The rebound all the way out across half court. And nobody there for Boston, but the right-handed layup is too strong. Ivett will clear. The 15-footer from Haynes Kesey. She finds the bottom. Haynes Kesey. The first bucket of the third quarter. The Warrior lead is 14 a minute into this third quarter. Out of control is Boston as she works her way in the lane. Haynes Kesey gets the strip. And she now races her way along the far sideline. Didn't like the numbers. She'll back things up. Dunlap thought about the three. Works her way down low. It could have been a foul instead. They'll say that Dunlap took an extra step, and she gets called for the travel. The long inbounds pass goes to half court, and Holloway, she's going to take the 15-foot jumper from the short corner, and she's able to get it to go.
nice shot. A contested shot, not necessarily high percentage. And she's now all by herself after stripping Sydney Dunlap. The layup is no good. However, the second chance opportunity is. And the lead is cut to 10, 36-26. Ivitz works her way inside and gets tripped as she crosses inside the three-point line. Sky Boston will get called for the personal foul. Her first and the team first here in the half. Clark Ivitz, step in three, is too strong. Haynes Kesey with the rebound. She has it stripped. And now the Bulldogs in transition. Clark Ivitz, a nice contest without fouling. The layup is short, and Maggie Herndon able to clear the rebound for the Warriors. A two-on-four break. And Maggie Herndon gets the basketball and will slow things up. Clark Ivitz in the half court. Now to Herndon. Now Haynes Kesey in the near corner. That three is too strong. And the weak side rebound with Sydney Dunlap. But the Warriors will take their time. Haynes Kesey again from the same spot. She's not going to miss it twice in a row. Haynes Kesey with all five for Lee Scott here in the third quarter. 3 minutes in. The lead back to 13, 39-26 for Lee Scott Academy. Boston works her way inside, kicks it out to the left wing. The three is well short. Are they going to get Ivitz on the foul? They are. Fighting for the rebound. You can hear the coach Corey Harrison laugh from here as it echoes through the gym that's slowly beginning to fill up here this afternoon. And an offensive foul, a push off from Boston. They thought they had a highlight as Kesey fell to the floor, but a lot of contact with the off arm. So that'll give the ball back to Lee Scott Academy. 39-26 as the Warriors able to break the press. Maggie Herndon walk in three from the left wing is well too strong. However, Sydney Dunlap right there. She is now going to take the 8-foot jumper, or the 18-foot jumper rather, from the short corner. And Sydney Dunlap now with 12. They throw the inbound straight to Clark Ivan at half court. And now Haynes Kesey from the exact opposite spot that Dunlap was from about 15 feet. Can't get the jumper to go. And a jump ball with Maggie Herndon will keep it on this side of the floor. Something the Warriors have done so well all season long is even if you surrender a defensive rebound, as soon as that ball either hits the floor or the rebounder brings it down just a little bit to make a pass, there's a Warrior right there to either strip it or cause a tie-up, and the Warriors get one right there. Maggie Herndon bounce pass to Clark Ivitz, and beautiful ball movement down low, a beautiful play on the baseline, out of bounds. Clark Ivitz gets her first points of the third quarter, and I believe Haynes Kesey is going to get called for a tripping foul on the other end of the floor. She is. That's the second foul on Haynes Kesey. Bulldogs inbound the basketball. They get it to the left wing. Running jumper from the free throw line is banked in. A tough shot. And the Warrior lead is trimmed back to 15. Ivitz to Maggie Herndon. Her walk-in three is good. Maggie Herndon, after having 12 last night all from three-point land, gets her first triple, her first points of the afternoon. She's on the board, and the lead back to 16, 46-18, 46-28 rather, halfway through this third quarter. Bulldogs work their way down low, and Haynes Kesey tried to draw the charge. They let the play out. And they knock down the three. Sydney Dunlap, the three right away, can't get it to go. Ivitz, the offensive rebound, goes for the reverse layup with the right hand. And then she gets hacked. So she will head to the charity stripe to shoot a couple. That's the fourth team foul for the Bulldogs here in this third period. So any common foul from here on out will lead to Warrior free throws. The first free throw from Ivitz is good. Clark Ivitz had 11 in the first half. She has three now in the second. Haynes Kesey, Sydney Dunlap will sub out. Raylee Langford and Stella Henderson will check in. I have a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 48-30 is your score. It should be a travel, no whistle in the front court. Bulldogs throw it down low, and the turnaround jumper is blocked by Clark Ivett. You've seen that jumper plenty of times, and it's usually had success. That time, Clark Ivett sniffed it out beautifully. The inbound pass goes to the Bulldogs, and a step inside the three-point line. The jumper is short. Ivett able to keep her toes off the baseline as she gathers the rebound. Throws it to Maggie Herndon. Now to Stella Henderson. Now inside Rayleigh Langford. The bounce pass and the layup good. And the foul. Nice ball movement from Ivett to Herndon. Into Henderson. Into Langford. All of that in just two dribbles. It ends with a left-handed layup from Clark Ivett. The free throw is no good. Henderson gathers their offensive rebound but has it taken away. Bulldogs now in transition going the other way. Nice defense by Lucy Zellner. Stonewalling right on the right block. The layup is no good, and she's able to gather the rebounds. Clark Ivett spins her way up the floor and gets it to Sutton Lewis, who's just checked into the contest. Stella Henderson right in front of the Warrior bench. Henderson now has a triple in each half. She's up to 6, and the Warrior lead just like that swells to 22. Right back to that running jumper over the right shoulder. No good. Lewis, she clears the rebound. Rayleigh Langford in transition before the Bulldogs set up. Throws it down low. Lucy Zellner gets it to go. Should have a chance to free throw. No whistle. But Lucy Zellner now with 4 in the contest. Nice passes on the last couple of possessions by Rayleigh Langford. The Bulldogs take a low percentage shot. Heavily covered on the right, or the left elbow, rather. And Langford able to clear. She gets it to Clark Ivett, who dumps it off to Lucy Zellner, rather. And Zellner back-to-back layup. She has 4 in the half. And the Warrior lead is 26. A timeout by LaFette. It's a full timeout. We will take one with them. The Warriors opened it up here in the third quarter. They lead it 56-30 with 1:50 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Right after the break, the Bulldogs turn it over, then the Warriors give it right back. So it's Bulldog basketball with 1:42 to play here in the third quarter. The Lee Scott Warriors here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium lead at 56-30. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of today's action here on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app as Boston knocks down a corner three. That's her third triple of the afternoon. And a big sub for Coach Corey Harrison. It's Wesley Kate Crocker into the point guard spot. She loses it, and Boston now races her way along the left side. Works her way into the paint, and she gets hit by Sutton Lewis on the way up. So Boston now with a chance to add to her totals with 2 at the line. The first free throw rattles in and out. Second free throw hits every part of the rim and the backboard, but able to go down. Raylee Langford will bring the ball up, and for the first time tonight, you're seeing a little bit more pressure in the backcourt by the Bulldogs. Sutton Lewis throws it down to Wesley Kate Crocker. Beautiful bounce pass, but goes in and out of the hands of Peyton Lakeman. I don't think she was ready for the basketball. So three straight turnovers for Lee Scott Academy. Under a minute to play here in the third. And now a timeout by LaFette as the Warriors on ball pressure, not allowing them to inbound the basketball. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here inside Sanford Gymnasium. A reminder that the second half of this afternoon's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Speaking of Auburn University, head coach Stephen Pearl and company, they are in their favorite gym, arguably in the world, maybe even more than Neville Arena, at least the rims, as they're inside State Farm Arena here this afternoon for Holiday Hoopsgiving, taking on Chattanooga. The Warriors in need of a momentum-building win. You've taken care of the teams that you've needed to. As Crocker gets the steal, it's knocked out of bounds out of the hands of Sutton Lewis, but it'll stay on this side with Lee Scott Academy. But the Tigers have taken care of business against the teams that they've needed to, but losses to essentially the three of the top five teams in the country, and all by deciding margins. We'd love to get a big confidence-building win before you head to Indianapolis to take on another top five team in Purdue. Leslie Kate Crocker steals the inbounds pass, and she runs her way baseline. Right-handed layup is no good. And a fight for the basketball. They're going to let it play on. A lot of contact. Lewis right back to Crocker, and this time no option but to blow the whistle. A blocking foul. And with that being the fifth, it should send Leslie Kate Crocker to the free throw line, and it will. First free throw grazes the front of the rim. No good. 56-34. The Lee Scott Warriors lead the LaFette Bulldogs with 26.1 remaining here in the third. Second free throw rattles home. So Crocker, her first points here in the afternoon. Bulldogs quick in transition. A floater from 12 to 15 feet. Second chance opportunity. Left-handed layup is no good. Ball knocked around momentarily. Crocker's able to recover on the near side. Baseball pass all the way down to the left block. And just a little too hot to handle for Lakeman. Great vision from Wesley Kate Crocker, but unfortunately goes out of bounds. 6 seconds. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. The Bulldogs have numbers if they want to use it. Bounce pass, right-handed layup is good at the buzzer. And that's how the third quarter will come to a close. 57-36. The Lee Scott Warriors comfortably out in front, but would love to continue to work on things, continue to build momentum as you're well on your way to another win here inside Sanford Gymnasium. We're back with the final 8 minutes right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Lee Scott Academy basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Both teams with an early possession. The Bulldogs now in their second turnover as they work their way into the paint. So 30 seconds gone by, a very quick third to fourth quarter transition. That's the starting five for Lee Scott Academy. Dunlap throws it down low to Lucy Zellner, and a lot of contact. No whistle. She laughs off in frustration. The Warriors lead it 57-36, and the starting crew out for Lee Scott Academy. Haynes Kesey right in front of the bench. Can't get the three-pointer to fall. It's swatted out of bounds on the weak side by the Bulldogs, so it will stay Lee Scott basketball. And it'll be Maggie Herndon inbounding under the first E in Lee. And she finds the pressure release in Clark Ivett at the top of the key. Dunlap running right. Able to pass it to Maggie Herndon. Now to Kesey. Now back to Ivett on the far corner. Her triple won't go. Haynes Kesey, yet another offensive rebound. Clark Ivett, the baseball pass to Sydney Dunlap, and she can't corral it. Falls into the ticket table. Right under the Warrior basketball with all the names of the middle school boys and girls, junior varsity and varsity boys and girls. A minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Appreciate everybody for spending your Saturday afternoon here with us. The running floater is no good. Lucy Zellner corrals the rebound and passes it off to a point guard before she hits the deck. Ball knocked away. Dunlap has it wide open. Lucy Zellner and the left-handed layup. Rather, the right-handed layup on the left wing. It is good. Lucy Zellner now with 6 points in the second half. She has eight in the contest, and the Warrior lead is 23. Left-handed layup, no good. Maggie Herndon able to clear it. They're not going to blow the whistle on a foul. They'll say that it went out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball. Lee Scott going right to left on your radio dial here in this second half. The Bulldogs of Lafette going left to right. Clark Ivett has it standing on the L in LSA. Passes to Dunlap. Now back to Herndon. Long range triple, no good. Lewis can't gather the rebound. And the Bulldogs in transition. They try and throw a skip pass. Haynes Kesey gets a hand on it, goes right back into the Warriors. Lucy Zellner now able to clear the offensive rebound, and a foul on the rebound, a loose ball foul, or possibly just a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs as Zellner was strong coming down with it. Clark Ivett dribbles up the floor on the right wing. Dunlap works her way to the middle of the floor. Knocked out of her hands. She is able to get it back and passes to Maggie Herndon at the top of the key. Nobody picks her up. Now to Ivett. Now back to Dunlap. And Maggie Herndon will call for the basketball. Slow things up and set up a half-court set. Now to Haynes Kesey on the left wing. Her triple is short. Dunlap, the offensive rebound in the short corner. Back to Haynes Kesey, gets to the free throw line. Clark Ivett, nobody picks up her. And the three-pointer off the back iron goes over the backboard and out of bounds. The Warriors had a couple good looks at the rim, but couldn't buy a bucket here in this fourth quarter. Couple of subs now for Lee Scott Academy. So the five on the floor, Sutton Lewis, Stella Henderson, Clark Ivett, Wesley Kate Crocker, and Rayleigh Langford with 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. The Warriors setting up their trap, leading by 23. The full baseball pass is intercepted by Wesley Kate Crocker. She races her way along the far sideline. Could have been a carry, no whistle. Now baseline Right-handed layup. She's hacked on the way up, so she'll head to the line to shoot a couple with 4:52 remaining here in the contest. A reminder that the second half of today's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Crocker can't knock down either free throw. And a push foul on Stella Henderson. The Bulldogs look to inbound the basketball with 4.5 to play. And the pass sails out of bounds. A one-handed pass almost hit the wall before finding the ground. Clark Ivins will walk her way up the floor. A 2-3 zone all the way out past the volleyball line. Rayleigh Langford now to Clark Ivins. Now to Sutton Lewis. Nice ball movements. The three-pointer won't go down. And the rebound is cleared with the Bulldogs. On the far corner, guarded by Wesley Kate Crocker. They try and dump it down low. It's knocked away by Sutton Lewis. And the Bulldogs able to gather it at the volleyball line. 4 minutes to play here in the contest. Lee Scott 59, Lafette 36. The free throw line running jumper off the back iron. And Stella Henderson will corral the rebound. She gives it to Clark Ivins. And the Warriors look to push. Now to Rayleigh Langford, back to Ivett. Spins her way right back towards the middle of the paint at the free throw line. Rayleigh Langford, her right wing three is no good. Crocker fights for the rebound. I believe it goes off of her knee. It does. It'll be Bulldog basketball. The full court baseball pass is intercepted by Stella Henderson. A bounce pass to Rayleigh Langford with 3.5 to play. Crossover dribble. She works her way into the paint. Left-handed layup is good. Rayleigh Langford now with 4 points here in this second half. She's up to 7. And now a 5-second violation by the Warriors gives the ball right back to them under their own basket with 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the contest. The Warriors lead it 61-36. Sutton Lewis out to Wesley Kate Crocker, who just checked in to Clark for Clark Ivins. And a loose ball foul, a pushing foul. Who are they going to get it on? They're going to call it on the Bulldogs. As Charlie Huddleston fell to the ground, batting for the loose ball. Rayleigh Langford will work the point guard duties for the remainder of the contest. Works her way to the right wing. Now spins her way back to the middle of the floor. Left-handed layup with one hand is no good. One referee says a travel. One calls the foul. Who's going to overrule the other? And still no discussion. They will get the travel, I guess, before the foul. I thought Rayleigh Langford was tripped. Warriors out of position. And in transition, the right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. Confusion all the way around, and Lee Scott was ready to inbound the basketball, as were the Lafette Bulldogs. They give the ball to Lafette, and just almost a rebound, an outlet pass. And then another outlet pass into the front court, a couple of dribbles and a wide-open right-handed layup and the foul well after the layup. We'll send a Bulldog to the line. And again, apologies. I have a couple of rosters, but neither one of them is the correct roster. So, unfortunately, not able to give too many specific names for Lafette here this afternoon. The free throw is no good. And Crocker gets tripped trying to bring the ball up the far sideline. That's the fourth team foul for the Bulldogs here in the half. Lewis will inbound it to Stella Henderson. Now to Charlie Huddleston. Thought about the three on the right wing. Instead, dumps it down low to Crocker. She has it stripped in the paint. And then Sutton Lewis able to get it right back. Kicks it out to Raylee Langford with 2.5 to play. She gets to the right elbow. She falls to the floor. A lot of physicality, a lot of contact. And they're going to call a jump ball. It'll stay on this side of the floor with the home Warriors. A reminder that this will not transition straight into the varsity boys game. So we will have a brief stoppage as the varsity girls got the game before the junior varsity boys. As the kick to the corner, Wesley Kate Crocker's three is too strong. The Bulldogs now have numbers in transition. The left-handed layup is no good. Second chance opportunity. Layup is blocked from behind, but they're going to get Raylee Langford on a foul as Peyton Lakeman is set to check in. But it was the varsity girls that got the start. Then we will have the JV boys and then the varsity boys. So we will go off air and go back to music for about an hour, maybe just a little bit more, and then come back and give you varsity boys action. I'm talking with Coach William Johnson last night, asking about the scouts with the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Says that they are athletic, they're fast, and they're huge. And so it should be a very fun matchup here inside Sanford Gymnasium. I have a record of 8-2. I also have a record of 8-5 for the varsity boys. So regardless, still a very quality opponent. Huddleston, the elbow jumper, no good. Sutton Lewis able to clear. Then she has it knocked away. And the wide open right-handed layup is too strong. Able to get the second chance opportunity. Spins her way back towards the middle of the floor. And the left-handed layup is good with 90 seconds to play. 61-41. The Warriors comfortably out here in front with 90 seconds to play. Crocker works her way through contact. And the right-handed layup is good. No fear from Wesley Kate Crocker. Right into the teeth of the defense. And able to lay it in. Charlie Huddleston gets a hand on the inbound, knocks it out of bounds into the front row of spectators. A minute and 19 seconds. As Brooklyn Forbus and Greeley Henderson check in for Coach Corey Harrison's Warriors. The left-handed layup is good by the Bulldogs. 60 seconds to play here in the varsity girls game. Crocker has it go off of her knee. And Brooklyn Forbus and one of the Warriors, or one of the Bulldogs rather, forced the tie up. That will give it to Lafette here with 55.6 to play in the contest. But again, a Lafette varsity boys team that doesn't necessarily have a whole lot of depth, but for a team that plays fast, a team that plays very physical, we'll see if the Warriors can take advantage of that. I feel like the Warriors all season long under Coach William Johnson, I feel like that's just what this Warrior team is known for, just a grinded out first half to really wear you down, and they really use that third quarter to increase their margin. As neither free throw goes down, and a loose ball foul will send the Warriors to the free throw line. That's the fifth team foul for Lafette here in the fourth quarter. And the 5'6" junior Brooklyn Forbus stands at the free throw line. And she knocks down the first. The second free throw is short, and the Bulldogs with the rebound, they'll clear with 37 seconds to play. 64-43, the Warrior lead here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Brooklyn Forbus guarding the ball on the right wing. Now out to the top of the key, now down low, and another whistle. Should be a foul on the floor. Ooh, instead they're going to say that it's in the act of shooting. The first free throw off the left side of the rim. The second free throw, the exact same as the first. And Wesley K. Crocker will clear, crosses half court, the crossover dribble, and she kicks it out of bounds with 14.2. The far corner triple from the Bulldogs is no good. Able to get the offensive rebound. Second chance opportunity is off the side of the rim. Charlie Huddleston will pull it from half court. And it is no good. Lee Scott Academy back-to-back days, back-to-back dominant victories. They win it 64-43. We'll come back and wrap up the varsity girls game. Again, take a brief break and come back and talk about the varsity boys game as well. That'll be coming up shortly after the JV boys game. The varsity girls and Coach Corey Harrison win it 64-43. They move to 7-6 on the young season. We'll tell you all about it here when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
In 2 days and three in the week for Coach Corey Harrison and the Lee Scott varsity girls. They win it 64-43 over the Bulldogs of Lafette here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And we welcome you into what is usually the post-game slash pre-game show, but again, the varsity girls got the start before the JV boys. And so the JV boys now working their way onto the floor, getting their final warm-ups. Let's dive into some of the stats here in this contest. A very evenly distributed scoring game, which is a very good sign for Lee Scott Academy, considering you put up 64 points. Working my way down numerically, Clark Ivitz led the way with a quiet 14, but Haynes Kesey has 10, Rayleigh Langford with 7, Sydney Dunlap with 12, Lucy Zellner with 8, Stella Henderson has 6, Wesley Kate Crocker with 3, Maggie Hernson with 3, and Brooklyn Forbis has 1. So again, you have 3 Warriors in double figures, usually a very good sign for a team, and especially with Clark Ivitz, who wasn't overly needed in the second half, but did what she needed to do in the first to get out comfortably and kind of just became that point guard in the second half, making sure that the Warriors were able to maintain possessions and giving her teammates a lot of good looks. Again, allowing Haynes Kesey to knock down a couple big shots. Sydney Dunlap had 12 in the contest. She had 10 in the first half, knocking down a couple of triples. Stella Henderson had a couple triples. Mackie Herndon had a quiet three. But man, the three-point line has become a friend for Lee Scott Academy here this week. Even at Beulah, and then the last two games over Brookstone and over Lafette here inside Sanford Gymnasium last night and early this afternoon. Not too many complaints when you win at 64-43. You'd love to clean up the turnovers just a little bit, but you feel like you counteract that with forcing turnovers on your end. And hard to have too many complaints if you're Coach Corey Harrison. They move to 7-6 in the 2025-2026 season. And we will take a break. Feels like you're in the middle of baseball season where you put on music for a little bit, come back in between the doubleheader games. But we will come back in about an hour or so for the start of the varsity boys contest. And again, we'll tell you everything you need to know about the JV boys game as well. But we will be back here in about an hour, hour 15 or so for the varsity boys contest. The Lee Scott Warriors 9-2. And the varsity boys for Lafette, again, either 8-2 or 8-5, but regardless, a very quality opponent walking their way into Sanford Gymnasium here in just a little bit later on this afternoon. The Lee Scott varsity girls win it 64-43, another 21-point victory. Coach Corey Harrison's squad moves to 7-6 in the 2025 season. We're back here in about an hour or two, so until then, stay safe, and it's a great afternoon to be a Warrior.